We are in the last week of At the Movies. What a great journey it is. People have come to Christ during this month, and it has been a powerful movement of God amongst the people of God here at New Life and out into the city of Gillette. And I'm so excited. This last movie that we look at today is an exciting movie. It's one that actually Pastor Chris, who used to be on staff here back in 2013, one of the first years that we did At the Movies, he introduced New Life to a movie. And it's actually a movie that came out all the way back in 1977. Thank you, Mike, for not making a comment about how old I am. But back in 1977, the first movie in this saga started, a great movie series. Do you know what the movie is today that we're watching? Well, hang on, let me show you. Let's enjoy a great movie.
Out there.
How'd it go?
Really bad, actually. Really bad.
On ship.
What'd you do to the droid?
What'd you do to the Falcon?
Falcon's a lot better shape than he is.
BB-8's not on fire.
What's left of him isn't on fire.
Tell me what happened.
You tell me first.
You know what you are.
What?
You're difficult. Really difficult.
You're
a difficult man.
You are...
Ray.
Finn. Oh, you made it back.
Yeah, barely.
Buddy.
So,
look at you.
Bad mood.
You're a mess.
Him.
Always.
Do we have a spy?
Well...
You light speed skipped?
Yeah, well, it got us back here, didn't it?
Oh,
you
the compressor's down.
Oh, I know. I was there.
Every time.
You can't light speed skip the Falcon.
Actually, it turns
right,
out
guys,
you can.
We just landed, okay?
What happened?
Bad news, that's what happened.
No spy.
No spy.
Did we make contact with a spy or not?
Yeah, there's a mole in the First Order, and they sent us a message.
You dropped a tree on him?
You blew both subaltern.
Well, you know what? Maybe you should have been out there with
you
us.
You know I want to be
yeah,
out
but,
there
but
with
you're not.
You.
You're here training. For what? You're the best fighter we have. We need you. Out there, not here.
Junior, get R2 digitally
conditioning.
Yes, Commander.
We've spotted the fugitives.
They fly now!
I've seen that shit before.
Hey! Get all of them!
Take it, Field! Try to grab something!
Will this agony ever end?
Come on!
BBA! No!
Ray! Ray, I never told you where.
Did that get your heart pumping a little? Man, I've always enjoyed Star Wars. And I love it that my kids enjoy the movies too, because that gives me reason to watch them over and over. And yes, Mike, I am old enough to remember when the first Star Wars movie came out. I've watched them all, from the first one to the last. Well, that's if the last one was the last one. I guess we have to wait and see. I've enjoyed so much about all of these movies. But what is it about the Star Wars saga that I've enjoyed the most? Truthfully, it's seeing how all the characters in all of the movies live out their purpose. For each of them, their purpose or their mission for life guides each of them in how they live, in how they act, and how they treat others. Those characters on the dark side are all about themselves. They demonstrate selfishness on a high level. They want to be in power so that they can look down on others, control others, knock others down. And for those of you who haven't watched the movies, it does not go well for the dark side. The character Finn, who we met in the last three movies, was on the dark side and he did not like it. He didn't like hurting others, and so he jumped ship and eventually became a leader with the rebellion because of his purpose. You see, the characters on the rebellion side, or the good guys, they act differently than those on the dark side. Their purpose stirs them to go a different direction. If you noticed within these opening scenes in our movie today, we see a lot of them that runs through The Rise of Skywalker with those good guys. That actually is a theme that runs through the entire Star Wars saga. Did you catch it? To fulfill their purpose, they need each other, and they rely on each other, and they care about each other. This is nothing new with today's movie. All the way back in the first Star Wars movie, Luke and Leia, Chewie and Han, R2 and CP3O, their purpose led them to rely on each other, to support each other, and care about each other. It was just what they did. It reminds me of one of the things that I love about the writings of the Apostle Paul. In the letters which Paul wrote to many different people and congregations, we find out about Paul's love for the church, or the people who make up the church. Paul loves how the Holy Spirit stirs people to love God and to love others. In many different places throughout these letters, Paul shares words of encouragement regarding how we as the body of Christ are supposed to live alongside of each other, how we are called to live that purpose. For instance, it's in Romans chapter 12. Paul shares a good understanding of how this might play out. Starting in verse 3, he writes, "Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us. Just as our bodies have many parts and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body and we all belong to each other." So often, we love to compare ourselves to others, don't we? And we like to judge others through those comparisons. But Paul says, don't do it. Instead, we should look to others in the church for the value that God sees in them. Each part of the body of Christ is blessed and can be a blessing for others because of God's Holy Spirit that's in each of us.
We begin to understand that to carry out the purpose of the body of Christ, we need each other. We rely on each other. And yes, we care about each other. You know, there's nothing like the church when it's working right, because the church is the people of God with the power of God, stirring them to carry out the mission of God through the love of God. And God's mission is to draw as many people in this world to himself so that he can share with them the blessed, abundant life. How do these kinds of traits play out for the characters of our movie? How do their selfless tendencies help their mission? Let's see.
Bobby's in the back. Don't mind us. I haven't the faintest idea why I agreed to this. I must be malfunctioning.
Bobby Frick, can you help us with this? Zori, is this gonna work?
Ediga babu, etua nandu uta.
He says he's found something in your droid's forbidden memory bank. Words translated from Sith.
That's it.
Yeah, that's what we need.
Who are you hanging out with that speaks Sith?
Can you make him Babu, can you make him translate it?
Utavala dikta.
Yes, Babu.
Yes, but it will cause
a complete memory wipe.
Wait. We make him translate it, he won't remember anything.
Droid, remember, go blank.
Oh.
Blank.
There must be some other way.
Doesn't R2 back up your memory?
Oh, please. R2 storage units are famously unreliable.
You know the odds better than any of us. Do we have a choice?
If this mission fails, it was all for nothing. All we've done, all this time.
What are you doing there, 3PO?
Taking one last look, sir, at my friends.
Tell you, I don't really know how to do this. What you did, I'm not ready.
Neither were we. Luke, Han, Leia, me. Who's ever ready?
How'd you do it? Defeat an empire with almost nothing.
We had each other.
That's how we won.
Hey, don't touch that. That's my friend.
Sorry. She is gone?
Yeah, she's gone. I don't know where.
I miss her.
I miss her too. So what's your name?
I gotta talk to you about something. I can't do this alone. I need you in command with me.
Well, this droid has it. Thank you. I appreciate that.
General?
General. This droid has a ton of information about Exegol.
Wait, what, Coneface?
I am Dio.
Sorry,
Dio.
He was going to Exegol with Ochia Vistune.
Why was Ochia going there?
To bring a little girl he was supposed to take from Jakku to the Emperor. He wanted her alive.
Oh, hello. I am C-3PO, Human Cyborg Relations. And you are? What? Well, I am quite certain I would remember if I had a best friend. You want to put what in my head? Under no circumstances. Memory restoration complete. R2, have you heard? I am going with Mistress Rey on her very first mission. I already have. Picking up a signal from whom?
All the information you need for an airstrike on Exegol.
Yeah, except how to get there. Are you seeing these Atmo readings?
It's a mess out there. Magnetic cross fields?
Gravity wells? Solar winds?
And how does a fleet even take off from
Henry,
there?
Sorry, I'm afraid Artu's memory bank must be crossed with his logic receptors. He says he is receiving a transmission from Master Luke.
That's an old craft ID. That's Luke Skywalker's X-Wing.
It's transmitting course marker signals on its way to the unknown regions.
It's Rey. She's going to Exegol. She's showing us. She's showing us how to get there. Then we go together.
Come on, buddy. We need you.
As long as those Star Destroyers are on Exegol, we can hit them.
Hit them how?
They can't activate their shields until they leave atmosphere.
Which isn't easy on Exegol. Ships that size need help taking off. Nav can't tell which way's up out there.
So how do the ships take off?
They use a signal from a navigation tower like this one.
Except they won't. Air team's gonna find the tower, ground team's gonna blast it.
Ground team?
I have an idea for that.
Once the tower's down, the fleet will be stuck in Atmo for just minutes, with no shields and no way out.
We think hitting the cannons might ignite the main reactors.
That's our chance.
We need to pull some holdout maneuvers. Do some real damage.
Come on, that move is one in a million. Fighters and freighters can take out their cannons if there are enough of us.
He's right. We'd be no more than bugs to them.
That's where Lando and Chewie come in. They'll take the Falcon to the core systems. Send out a call for help for anybody listening.
We've got friends out there. They'll come if they know there's hope. They will. First Order wins by making us think we're alone. We're not alone. Good people will fight if we lead them.
Leia never gave up. And neither will we. We're gonna show them we're not afraid.
What our mothers and fathers fought for, we will not let die. Not today. Today we make our last stand. For the galaxy. For Leia. For everyone we've lost.
They've taken enough of us. Now we take the war to them.
Yeah, I love that scene with Lando Calrissian and Poe. Poe is really struggling. At present, he is the leader, and he's not sure how to move forward with the mission. So Poe asks the question to Lando, how did you do it? How did you and all those others carry out the mission the first time? And Lando's answer, we did it together. We were together. We were for each other. We relied on each other and we cared about each other. And living that mission together, they won. How can that happen with us in the church? Well, after Paul shared those other thoughts that we just read in chapter 12 about each of us being important to the mission and how all of us need to rely on others, he then goes on to share what that caring for others can look like. Jumping to verse 9, we read, don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. And God's people are in need, be ready to help them and always be eager to practice hospitality. Let me just say, what Paul shares here sounds great, but it's not always easy. It just isn't. We are all different people who were raised differently. We think differently. We have differing opinions on many topics. Our society has shown that in a huge way over the last several weeks and months. What Paul calls us to is to look beyond those differences and love each other anyway, because Jesus, the one who gave us this mission, the one who loved us first, he showed us the way. And if all of us, with all of our differences, become more and more unified on the mission of loving God and loving others, wow. What God can do with a body of people who are sold out on that mission. The problem is, Satan is good at his job. Satan loves to divide us. Satan loves to encourage us to judge others. Satan loves for us to become more and more selfish. He wins those battles when we go those directions. If you watch this movie, just think Palpatine. From the very beginning of the first Star Wars movie, he was highly active in turning people against each other. Jumping back all the way to the beginning of chapter 12, Paul shares a thought that can lead us towards that unified mission of love for God and love for others. He says it this way, "I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind that he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." When God's people continue to surrender their lives and allow God to unify them on his purpose and his mission, Satan doesn't have a chance. How does our unified rebellion finish their journey? Do they all come together? Do they fulfill their mission?
Let's see.
They've landed a troop carrier.
Jam the speeders.
I can't, sir.
Why not?
They're not using speeders.
Thrusters are hot. How we doing?
We're gonna blow our way in and take out that nav tower.
All the hatches are blast proof.
All right, Vivian, you're up.
I'm coming in.
Signal.
Minutes away, sir.
Then let's go!
No, no, wait, listen. The Crown Cannons have stopped. They're resetting their systems.
So?
I gotta go do something.
I'm staying with you!
Still no Falcon or backup.
I don't know what to. Maybe nobody else is coming.
What do we do, General?
We gotta hit them ourselves.
What can we do against these things?
Snap, they're on your trail!
Yeah, I see them!
No, snap! Snap! My friends, I'm sorry. I thought we had a shot. There's just too many of them.
There are more of us, Bo. There are more of us.
Look at this.
saved. Nice flying, Lando.
Where did they get all these fighter craft? They have no navy.
It's not a navy, sir. It's just people.
So long, Sky Trash.
Who's that flyer?
Take a guess, Spice Runner.
Five is in the air. Ray's alive.
I see her.
People are rising up all over the galaxy. Poe, we did it.
We did it.
you from, General?
The Gold System. What about you, kid?
I don't know.
Well, let's find out.
Not just today, but not just at the movies, but the series. And you know, for some of you, we watch Star Wars, and some of us think that was one of the greatest series of movies we've ever seen. And for some of us, we look at and we see the characters throughout the entire journey, and there's just some great characters in that rebellion against the dark side. But you know the cool thing for me is I think and ponder some of those words that the Apostle Paul shared that we talked about here earlier is I look around this room and I look at a rebellion. Because you see, there's nothing like the church when it's working right. Because the church is a rebellion. Because Satan is trying to lead each and every one of us away from that relationship with God. Satan is trying to stir things up each and every day in our lives to distract us and pull us away from that abundant life that we have available to us in Christ. But as Paul wrote in those beginning words, chapter 12, for those who have found that love that God has poured out upon them, for those who have received that love that Jesus paid on that cross on their behalf, even for those of you who didn't feel that you were worthy, especially for those who didn't think that you deserved it, that's the point. We didn't deserve it, but yet while we were still sinning, Christ died for us. And he made the way through his death and his resurrection that we now have no problem with the grave. Because the grave is not the end, but it's just part of the journey, our eternal journey with Christ. And for those who have received that gift, and we take our lives and we offer them back to God, as Paul says, as an offering, living sacrifices back to God so that God can then take us and by the power of the Holy Spirit transform us and change us into the abundant life that God has for us. And when we have a group of people on a rebellious stage against Satan, saying, Satan, get away from us, turn away from us, get behind us. God can do tremendous things with that body of people. You know, the characters in Star Wars, they were amazing. I love each and every one of them, but you know what? I'd rather have you. I'd rather have Savannah and Donna and Steve and Marty and Lyle, and the list goes on. I could name name after name of those of you who have said yes to Jesus, no to Satan, and we are on an eternal journey together, and we have the power of the living God stirring us and moving us to go into this city called Gillette that we might transform the world one life at a time with what God will do through us. Amen. But you know, for me, I know that there's a few of you in the room here that are saying, I don't have a clue what you're talking about. Or maybe you have an idea what I'm talking about, but you just haven't taken that step of saying, I'm ready to be part of the rebellion. I'm ready to walk with a living God who created me, who knows me, who's aware of those places where I haven't done it right. But yet still looks into my life and says, I value you tremendously, and I want to give my life for you. If that's you, if you in this room here today are saying, I want to be part of this journey, I want to join in with this rebellion, the people call the church, I want you to look at this number here behind me on the screen and type the words new life to that number. so that we know that you're making that step today, so that we can connect with you and share some information of next steps on the journey with us. And then if you're in the room and you're feeling that call, there's going to be some people right down front. I'll be there. And I want you to come forward and join us for a moment that we can pray with you. And we can pray over you and say, Satan, get lost. They're now on the journey with us. They're part of the rebellion. And for all of us here, as we go into this day that's in front of us, may we all know that we have the opportunity to bring honor and glory to God with the lives that we give, because the Holy Spirit of God is going to continue to change how we think and move us that we might live and honor God. Let's pray. God, thank you for a simple, powerful movie that in the midst of it, we can take your word, the living word of God, and we can look deeply into it and realize the eternal journey that we are on. Lord Jesus, you looked at every one of us in this room and you said we were so important to you that you were willing to give your life on the cross to take our place in that death, that we might have the abundant life in you. So God, if there's someone in this room that has not said yes to you yet, or maybe said yes in the past, but boy, they've walked away a little bit, and they're hearing the call to come back to the rebellion, to say no to Satan and the ways of this world, but instead to say yes to you, Lord Jesus, may you draw them to yourself one more time. And Lord Jesus, for all of us in the room, may we remember once more that this journey with you is an abundant journey with the power of the Holy Spirit. The same power that raised Christ from the dead is the same power you give to us to go into this community and transform it for your glory in your name. We pray these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior and our Lord, and all God's people said, amen.
Thanks for tuning in to New Life Gillette. For more information, visit us on the web at www.newlifegillette.com. You can also find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And always remember, Jesus loves you very much, and he died to give you new life.